Here we are at the Great Lookup at the University of Surrey, and it's a clear night, isn't it?
Absolutely. Absolutely clear. It's just clear, and the clouds are just going, and the stars are just coming out. The moon's just going to be high up in the cloud. Jupiter's just coming up, so it's lovely.
And who am I speaking to?
My name's Paul Harper. I'm from Croydon Astronomical Society.
And can you tell me something about this really technical-looking computer that you have here?
Yes, this is a compound-type telescope. It's a mixture of lenses and mirrors. The mirror is about 8-inch wide, and it's a very portable telescope, able to put in my car. They typically cost anything up to £1,500, and really nice to be looking at the moon, even deep sky objects, which I shall be going to have a look at Andromeda soon. Just amazing, really. It's very, very. And I could just type go to here and it goes to there.
So when I wandered over a minute ago, you've got this thing that looks like a technical like remote control for the telly. Oh no, it's more like a scanner from a supermarket, isn't it?
It is.
And what were you doing on there?
Well, I was just aligning up against two known stars, and I've told it the date and time. And now it's done that, I can go to any object in the sky that's up there, and it will go there. So if I tell it to go to Jupiter, I just put time in a couple of buttons, and it will go off to Jupiter.
How does it know where it is?
It's all in the computer memory, because it knows its latitude and longitude of where you are. I am here. It knows the time, because I've told it. It knows the date. And I've lined up two known stars, and it agrees with me, so it knows where everything is in the sky. Boom, it's there.
And it knows where it is.
It knows where it is. It's cheating, really, because I prefer the old method.
I was going to say, doesn't it rather take the fun out of it?
It is, but when you've got a lot of people with you, it's quicker.
Yeah. So, can I have a look at there?
Certainly, I can put it onto Jupiter. Or at the moment, it's on a star called Altair, if you want to have a quick look.
Yeah.
Well, it's 9 o'clock.
Right.
No, it's this one here.
looking down the wrong barrel here. Hang on a minute. Do I need glasses or not?
You should be okay.
What am I looking at? No, it's all black.
Is it? Should still be there.
Look, oh, it's probably me.
It's probably you.
Yeah, it's definitely me.
Shall I put it on Jupiter?
Oh no, hang on a minute. There it is. Oh, what's that called again?
It's called Altair. It's called Altair in the constellation of.
Thank you very much.
It's the constellation of Lyra.
Well. For those of you out there who want to go and look at Altair in the constellation of Laura, it's up there and twinkling, so go for it.